I'm David Enders, and this is The Take. We are coming to you on Sundays with weekly roundups as Israel's war on Gaza continues. U.S. President Joe Biden said an immediate ceasefire was necessary in Gaza, where people were preparing for the end of Ramadan. Israel's further use of AI in choosing military targets was revealed. Today is Sunday, April 7th. The war is in its 184th day. More than 33,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. On Thursday, Biden called for a ceasefire during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the Israeli military targeted and killed 7 foreign aid workers in Gaza on Tuesday. 6 of those were non-Palestinians, including a U.S. citizen.
Joe Biden was reportedly so shaken by those deaths that he decided to make the phone call that so many around the world had been pleading with him to make.
That's Al Jazeera White House correspondent Kimberly Halkett.
One supposes then that the president values the lives of those aid workers more than the 33,000 Palestinian lives that have been taken as a result of Israel's war in Gaza. He essentially dressed down Benjamin Netanyahu. He demanded an immediate ceasefire. He demanded that Israel reduce civilian casualties and address the looming famine. It was very clear that the White House was saying if Israel didn't change its behavior, the military support that Israel relies on essentially, to exist and survive, could be gone within hours. Israel approved the reopening of the Erez crossing into northern Gaza, where we know starvation is widespread. It was temporarily opened and humanitarian aid was allowed into Gaza.
In the central Gaza city of Khan Yunis, freelance journalist Akram al-Satari said that people were cautiously optimistic that their suffering might ease as the war entered its 6th month.
People in Gaza are still skeptical. Gazans have seen Israel procrastinating and escaping any kind of commitment towards the population that has been affected by the ongoing hostilities and devastation. This time, Gazans have a little hope, a glimpse of hope that they pray it turns into something tangible that would affect their life.
This weekend, Palestinians in Gaza were preparing to mark the end of what has been a difficult Ramadan. Journalist Hind Al-Khodri reported for Al Jazeera from the central Gaza city of Deir al-Bala, where people have taken refuge from fighting further north.
Aid is coming in the next couple of days. We'd usually have lights everywhere, people buying food, clothes, toys for the kids. Everything's so sad and everything's so exhausting. And the only thing these Palestinians trapped in the south are waiting for is to go back to the north, even if they know that they're going to starve in the north. All they want to do is to go back to their houses, their homes, even if they're houses are piles of rubble. They still want to go back.
Protests in Israel calling for Netanyahu to step down continued this week. On Sunday, Israeli officials had yet to confirm they would send a delegation to ceasefire negotiations being held in Cairo.
Usually after phone calls like this between the two leaders, there's a readout from the White House on Biden's end and a statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office.
That's Al Jazeera correspondent Hamda Salhout reporting from Tel Aviv.
But this time, there was no statement from Netanyahu's office about the call, but rather only from the White House, and reports within Israeli media indicated that the call was quite tense. There has been a lot of public disagreement, especially when it comes to Israel's impending ground invasion into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. The Israelis maintain that in order to achieve what they call an absolute victory, they must go into Rafah. But the Americans say it would be a huge mistake.
Finally, the website Plus972 this week reported that Israel has relied extensively on artificial intelligence in choosing military targets in Gaza, with humans often only confirming the gender of a target before launching strikes. This is journalist and author Anthony Lowenstein speaking to Al Jazeera on Friday about the program the Israeli military calls Lavender.
Essentially, there was an attempt to kill huge numbers of low-level Hamas operatives. How that operative is defined is not clear. And there are a lot of Israeli officials in that story that say that at times only 20 seconds at best was given to every so-called target that was offered to the military. In other words, massive numbers of people were deemed to be expendable, could be killed.
The Israeli military also greatly increased the number of civilians it deemed acceptable to kill when targeting a single operative. In some cases, more than 100.
One of the key points of that story that I think is so damaging to Israel, apart from the massive civilian death toll which we've seen in the last 6 months, is that there's no proportionality. In fact, this is the opposite of that. International lawyers have said in the last 24 hours since this report came out that, in fact, this is the key problem for Israel here, that there was an attempt, as the story itself says, for revenge. Revenge is not international law. Revenge is illegality.
And that's The Take for Sunday, April 7th. Please join us again tomorrow. This episode was produced and mixed by me, David Enders. Our sound designer is Alex Roldan. Alexandra Locke is The Take's executive producer, and Ney Alvarez is Al Jazeera's head of audio.